Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined now by Marcus Thompson, the third columnist for The Athletic and author of KD. Marcus, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. It's a good day.
It's
not every day you release a book, huh?
Yeah, yeah, no, congratulations, man. This is, I'm sure it's a long time in the making, and this thing is out now, but you could have pre-ordered it. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it anywhere, bookstores, et cetera. I'm sure it's going to be a very well-read. What was the biggest takeaway that you got from doing this story, or this book, on Kevin Durant? Like, he's an interesting character because sometimes he feels like, you know, he's odd and he's confrontational with the media, but other times he's a superstar. I mean, what did you get from KD?
You know what I got, actually? I remember there was this moment where I'm writing and I'm explaining, like, how he basically allowed his dad back into his life after leaving him when he was young and why he would want to do that. And I remember talking to a friend of mine who did the same thing and trying to, like, just understand the psychology of not having the bitterness and I'll never talk to you again. You know, that's a common retort.
Yep.
I'm like, why did this dude, like, why did he say, yeah, you can come back? Like, yeah, you can make your way. And I remember sitting there thinking, like, wow, you know what? This dude has been through a lot, and if the worst thing we can say about him is he's sensitive, that's kind of a victory, right? Like, I remember thinking, like, wow,
that's interesting.
You know, I've criticized him, and I thought, man, you shouldn't be handling that this way. You shouldn't do that. But in the end, I mean, what he's been through is kind of nuts that, I mean, many people from where he's from did not make it out. They die. They're in jail. They're bitter. They're unhappy. Like, they're on drugs. So, like, it just changed my perspective a little bit, made me just put it into the proper context. He is sensitive, right?
Yeah.
He does feel things, but it's okay. When you've been through what he's been through, it's all right. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, Marcus, because I randomly, I remember I was going down to D.C. No, I was going to Boston, but I was taking the shuttle to Boston, and there's obviously a D.C. shuttle as well, and I ran into Kevin's mother. And she was great, unbelievable, like very outgoing and happy and just an amazing. And you could tell where that influence, works on Kevin. In this book, it'd probably be easy for you to talk about all his exploits, MVP and, you know, two-time finals MVP. How much of this book is about the Kevin that we don't know, but we think we know?
I think it's a lot about that. It's trying to put into context this guy that we see, right, this enigmatic figure who's basically forced his way into becoming this transcendent, like, NBA, like, personality.
Yeah.
Like, how did it happen? And, like, who is this dude? Because when he was in Oklahoma City, he was just this nice, humble guy who could get buckets, right? Like, it was all so simple. And, you know, his mom was the real MVP, and he donated $1 million to tornado relief. We were like, man, this is a good guy, right? Like, oh, shucks. And then he gets under this microscope of a dynasty, and we find him to be, like, much more than just a simple, humble kid, right? Like, he's still got that, but he's also got some bite to him, right? He's also got some willingness to scrap to him and, you know, some sensitivity, and he's got all these elements. So it was just really, like, getting to the essence of that, like, what shaped him, what made him. And the thing that really jumped out for me, especially someone, because I lost my father, and I just know how much that has shaped my life. But that dude has dealt with a lot of deaths.
Yeah.
While we're saying, like, you should handle it this way, like, this is that, nah, this is not how you do it. The other part is, like, I mean, wow,
yeah.
Right? Like, how did you get through that? Like, how did you make it? It's really kind of crazy how he's able to just be here, and he really maximize his potential. Like, that's crazy to me.
Well, there's no blueprint to deal with tragedy is what you're saying. I mean, you know, there's really no rhyme or reason. You've got to live and you got to learn. You just got to kind of trudge on and forge ahead. So Listen, he's Kevin Durant. The sensitivity, I think that's a great asset. I mean, I've always, if somebody says you're sensitive and that's the worst thing they say about you, I think you're doing something okay. We're talking to Marcus Thompson II. He's the Bay Area columnist for The Athletic and author of the new book, KD, which dropped today. One thing we don't hear that much about, I'm very curious because you worked with him so intimately, and we know about basketball intelligence and basketball IQ. Do you believe that Kevin Durant is naturally intelligent? Is he well-read? Is he curious about science or math? I know he's curious about politics. He weighed in on that. But do you just believe that he is a very cerebral, intelligent person or somewhere in the middle?
No, he's super curious. Like, and he's one of those dudes, and I'm sure y'all know exactly who I'm talking about when I say it. He's one of those dudes that's like deep for no reason. Like everybody else is just like, yo, that's just a ball.
Yeah.
But for him, it's like, yo, like this is a ball.
So you mean Marcus? Right? You mean not just deep after a couple of puffs?
Yeah. Right. Like he's that guy. I remember when Kanye West, and I wrote about this in the book, when Kanye West had his slavery was a choice controversy. Yep, yep. And everybody was like, man, can you believe Kanye? And I'm going and taking a post around Oracle. Can you believe you said that? I can't believe you said that. Then you get to KD and he's like, y'all want to know what I think? And we're like, oh, here he goes.
Yeah, dig in.
He's that dude who's going to intentionally take the contrarian side just for the sake of the conversation, just because he likes the mental jousting and to think different and to challenge you and to challenge himself. Like, so he's definitely that cerebral dude who just looks at things a little differently.
Okay, so, and I thought you would say that, but, and this leads me to my next point, because he seems to be a little contrary to the norm, do you believe, does that embolden you to say that you believe he will be on the Knicks because that is contrary to the norm? If you look at the last 20-year trend, people are running away from the Knicks, not running to them. Do you believe he's contrary there?
I think the idea of people saying you're crazy for thinking you can bring the Knicks to a championship, I think he's the type of dude, especially now after what he's been through with being the villain and being hated, where he's like, yeah, y'all not about to tell me what to do, right? Like, and sure, I'll do it. I think it's definitely on the table. I think it's definitely one of the preferred options he has, maybe the preferred. But I don't think there's anything about Kevin Durant who is at all concerned with what the status quo is. And if that's the counter element, leaving a championship team to go try to do something on his own and build something from scratch, I think he'd be quite emboldened to do so. Yeah. Unlike before when he was in Oklahoma City, when he was really just trying to be likable.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't anymore. Like, once he made the move and everybody's criticizing him, like, there was, like, that was gone. That innocence was gone. And since then, he's like, all right, I'm going to do me.
That's kind of awesome. Marcus, I can't wait to read this book. It's Kevin Durant's relentless pursuit to be the greatest. And as you're talking about, you know, who he is and the type of guy he is, the contrarian, he's like, you want to hear what I got to say? Doesn't it sound a lot like Kyrie Irving? And Kyrie, interestingly, is also rumored to be joining KD with the Knicks. I mean, how would they work together? And is New York – will New York embrace that?
I mean, if they get buckets and win, I'm sure New York
You know what I mean.
But, man, doesn't it seem like, hold on, y'all sure y'all want to do this?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, it's going to be a lot of, you know, don't talk to me about basketball. I got a deeper conversation
They're really good friends. They talk all the time. You know, I know Kevin Durant is one of those people who really kind of like, he's really sappy about, like, basketball and camaraderie and team and all that stuff. He's really into that and hyping up the lesser guys on the bench and getting excited for them and hanging out with his teammates and laughing. So I know he values that, which means he probably really values his relationship with Kyrie because they're friends, right? Like, they're real friends. So there's a part of him that's probably thinking, it'd be nice to play basketball with my friends.
Yeah.
Where before he played with dudes he thought might be cool and know how to play the game and didn't really know them, but like, let me go try them. This would be him playing with his friends.
Yeah.
So that might be enough to lure him, even though that could be risky knowing who they are.
Yeah, I mean, but it reminds us of Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, right?
No question.
Obviously, they went to where Dwayne Wade was familiar in Miami, but – at some point, doesn't it feel like this is the nouveau LeBron and Dwayne Wade? Let's get together, play, and try to win a championship.
You know what? I think LeBron like kind of kickstarted it, and I think Kevin Durant made it so it was like the norm. Because really, like they compiled such a team where you just had to. You had to team up to survive, right? Like otherwise you didn't stand a chance, which is why even though Houston kind of like really choked, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. But you got to give them credit. They went for it. You know, they were like, we're going to try to take down the champs. And everybody else is like, man, please, Kevin Durant, leave so we can have a shot. Right? So he made a move that forced people to rethink how they construct teams and make players rethink about this whole teaming up. Like, because, you know, everybody was trying to act like they were from the 90s and you don't do that, you don't do that. Yeah, now they're doing it. Right, because they don't really have a choice, and we're already hearing about who's teaming up in the offseason now. So he definitely changed the game with that move. Like now it's basically par for the course, and Charles Barkley's just gonna have to deal with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Charles gonna have to get off my lawn. I mean, I love you, Charles.
Right?
But you gotta take it easy there, buddy. All right, let me ask you this, Marcus Thompson. By the way, I've read you a lot. I love your delivery, and I know the book is gonna have a similar.
Yeah.
Very upbeat, very just a good energy, good stuff. Marcus Thompson, the second with us here, columnist for the Bay Area Athletic, the new book, Kevin Durant, KD dropped today. So obviously the tonight is about Zion Williamson, but I made the point earlier, Marcus, that tonight is also almost equally about, in an odd way, Anthony Davis. If the right team wins the lottery tonight, I believe that that obviously could set up a chain of events where they trade even Zion and trade him for Anthony Davis. I believe people are focusing just too much on Zion tonight. I think Anthony Davis is a big part of the equation as well. What do you say?
I mean, I hear you. Man, it's just so risky. That dude is his health, right? Like, I mean, do you really give up Zion for a dude who you can't guarantee he's going to play 70 games? Like, that's such a risky proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And even as great as Anthony Davis is, and I know the Knicks are printing money, but which one is more buzz? Like, who's going to feel that thing?
That's you know, but they sold it out for Stevie Francis.
I know, right? My Lord. That's what I'm saying. They're just crazy. I guess it don't matter. Jeremy Lin will go shut that thing down.
Hey, I went. I didn't go to a lot of Knicks games, but I went to that one.
Get some money on Kobe that night.
You were there. That's a tough. I hear you from a basketball perspective. That would make a lot of sense because Zion, you just don't know. It's a take the proven commodity or the unproven one. But, you know, here's what I'm hoping anyway. I hope Zion goes. I hope the Hawks get the number one pick.
We talked about that earlier.
I mean, put him and Trey together, like I feel like we deserve that.
And by the way, John Collins pretty good too. Pretty good.
Right?
I know.
I bet you Vince Carter's like, yeah, I got a couple more years in me.
That's right. And he'd be in ACC country too, which obviously wouldn't be bad for the brand from Duke. Listen, we got to bounce. We know you're on the tour as well. Best of luck with the book and really good spot, Marcus. Well done on Tiki and Tierney.
Thank you so much. I'll be looking forward to hearing from y'all when it's decision time in July.
Yeah, well,
decision's already made, buddy.
Yeah,
you know that.
We're hitting you up. Appreciate you, Marcus.
All right, thanks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.